Sometimes all we can do is trust God and hang on. That's what Job had to do. Job had a relationship with God, and he was not about to curse God. He trusted in the goodness of God. Listen to what happened to Job after he was subjected to the first test and he lost everything that he had. That's when the second test came along. Listen, it's in Job chapter 2, verse 1. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Where did you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, from walking up and down in it." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in all the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and stays away from evil, and he still holds fast in his integrity, although you move me against him to destroy him without cause?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Look, he is in your hand, but save his life." So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and struck Job with sore boils, from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took a potsherd to scrape himself with, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, "Do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said unto her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" And all this, Job did not sin with his lips. You see, in all of this, Job was not to charge God with wrongdoing. God never does wrong. And though he didn't understand what was happening to him, when he lost everything he had, he said, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And similarly, he said, when Satan touched his body and he became so miserably ill, "Shall we receive good at the hand of God, or shall we not receive evil?" In good times or bad times, Job was going to follow the Lord and was not going to attribute evil to the Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, whether times are good or whether times are bad, whether I have plenty or I have little, whether I am well or whether I'm sick, my heart belongs to you, O God. I will walk with you through all of life, and you have covenanted to walk with me. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.